Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 12, and let's all stand as we read together verses 9 through 17. And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Keep My Fire Lit. Jesus, Keep My Fire Lit. See, saints, we live in a day of age right now where there is a lot of gross darkness that has covered our land, that is covering the world. And we see what's taking place in our nation. We see the atrocities, the abominations. When was the last time as a child, when you were a child, did you ever hear about a drag queen teaching children in libraries?
Never.
When's the last time that you saw the numbers since Roe v. Wade, since 1973, that 62 million babies have been aborted? And now they have passed laws, which I hope Trump just squashes, that after the child is born, they can still terminate the baby. This is what this ungodly, it's an untoward generation, is trying to not infiltrate the culture, but they're trying to creep in and infiltrate the church. We're the last voice in this world. I hope you know that. Amen. We're the last mouthpiece. But it takes the fire of God. It takes the power of God. It takes the anointing of God that we would make a bold stand in the days that we live in. Can I get amen?
Amen.
If we are not the people of God, then who are we? And so we need to walk with God's authority, with God's power, with God's word, and be a difference maker. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so are we there, Romans 12? We're going to read verses 9 through 17. And it reads, love must be honest and true. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love each other deeply. Honor others more than yourselves. Never let the what? Fire in your heart go out. That's the key right there. Keep it alive. Serve the Lord. When you hope, be joyful. When you suffer, be patient. When you pray, be faithful. Share with God's people who are in need. Welcome others into your homes. Verse 14. Bless those who hurt you. Bless them and do not call down curses on them. Be joyful with those who are joyful. Be sad with those who are sad. Agree with each other. Don't be proud. Be willing to be a friend of people who aren't considered important. Don't think that you are better than others. Don't pay back evil with evil. Be careful to do what everyone thinks is right. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of his word. You may be seated. Saints of God, our Heavenly Father wants us to live godly lives. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And he has provided us instructions for righteous behavior that is spelled out in the Bible. Let's look at a couple of scriptures right now. Look at King David. He wrote in Psalms, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. Aren't you so blessed, hallelujah, that when you got saved, God started raising you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. God started right away instilling righteous and virtue and all the things that's needed to walk this walk. You see, the unsaved person, the unregenerated person, will never comprehend the things of God unless they have a burning bush experience. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Timothy here. All scripture. Say that with me. All scripture, not some, but all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be what? Complete. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. Hallelujah. And this is what God has done with you and I. He has equipped us to do the work of the Lord. Can I get amen? Amen? And so, saints, those instructions are the same for everyone and will never change. Why does God say, and why am I saying, as a pastor, as a man, that none of this will ever change? I didn't write it. Jesus wrote it. He wrote it right up here. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So the Bible says that his word is forever settled in heaven. Can I get amen? It's forever settled. So there's nothing that we could do to amend God's word. There's no counter here. There's no counter proposal. It is what it is. And we either receive it or we reject it. There's no in between. There's no gray area. You're either for the Lord or you're against the Lord. And we know that this culture hates God. But you and I love God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's what brings me great joy, is because we love the Lord. So saints, he also has a specific plan for our lives, all of his children. And he will help us, and he will what? Follow through with the plan he has established for your lives. Oh, yes, he does. Look what it says in Ephesians. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works. He didn't create us to do bad works. He created us to do good works. Why? Because that's how he gets glory from your life. When he sees you, hallelujah, praying and fasting, he sees you winning, he sees you ministering, he sees you giving, he sees you raising up people in the fear and admonition of the Lord. He sees husbands love their wives, he sees the wives love their husbands, and then they love their children, and they're growing up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. That's why he saved us, for those type of good works. Can I get amen? Which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. So God is expecting us now to walk in them. Walk in his grace, walk in his word, walk in the providence of God. And let me tell you, God will bless your life beyond comprehension. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. There is rewards from God when you live a godly life. When you know, and it's not about, oh, this is what I want to get from him. No, he's gracious to give it to you regardless. Can I get amen? So saints, God's path for us might not always be easy, but it will be rewarding for us as we will glorify him. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I ask a question here. Have you ever sensed you were hearing from God? How many of you can honestly say you have heard from God? That's right. He does speak. God still speaks. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Throughout my life, I've had some powerful encounters with the Lord, with far-reaching effects. I remember when I was at Mission Valley Christian Fellowship, that's where I started to truly hear from God. And God allowed me to preach his word. You know, it first started by just attending. And then once you attend, now you start hearing. And then now you're catching the vision. And then all of a sudden God opens up doors. Well, one of the doors he opened up for Sister Yolanda and I, Pastor Leo, asked me if I wanted to be in charge of the prayer ministry. And I said, I didn't know what I was walking into, but I was just so excited to be there. I had the joy of the Lord. And so I said, yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord, if you're opening up a door, Open it, God. And so he started a series called In the Book of Acts. And he wanted to really have the Holy Spirit come and meet us. Now, we had 3,000 souls, 3,000 congregants at Mission Valley at that time. And so we had a 7:45, we had a 9:30, 11:15, three services in the morning. Then we had an evening at 6, and then we had a 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And this is where God showed Yolanda and I his mercy, his grace, and the plan he had for us. We were there all five services, gathering a prayer team for each and every service. We never went home. That was part of our life for that many years. And let me just say this. The very first sermon that Leo preached, he looked at me. He goes, "Brother Fee, bring up the prayer team." He was coming in for a close. So we stood there. He was nervous. I said, "Listen, if you call upon God to do certain things for the people of God," I said, "he will show up. You just got to operate in faith. And you just got to believe God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for." So he says, "Brother Fee, bring up your prayer team." So we all stood right here. All of us. There was like maybe 15 of us. And Pastor Leo said, "All right, come up. Come up." And we were laying hands on people. Man, people were getting filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Oh, my gosh. And they were all tripping out. See, a lot of them came from Baptist backgrounds. A lot of them came from non-denomination. They never seen the Holy Ghost poured out like that. And some received it, some never, and some who was like, those never came back. But we went on that series for 3 years. And people, man, I'm telling you, the fire was come, it was falling on Mission Valley. Hallelujah. Listen, when you walk out in faith, God shows up. I hope you know that. That's right. You know what's the enemy to faith? Doubt and unbelief. That'll prevent your blessings from coming. When you question God, when you doubt God, maybe God. No. You know what? You could stay in that mumbling, stumbling attitude. You won't receive anything from him. But you got to believe. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so such experiences will be different for everyone, but they're not limited to a select few. God wants to bless each and every one of us. Can I get amen? Amen. God still speaks to his children. His main channel for directing us is through his word, though he will also speak to us personally, specifically, especially if we're willing to listen and to obey him. Can I get amen? Amen. So saints, in the Old Testament, one of the most well-known dramatic encounters with the Lord happened to Moses. See, after fleeing from Egypt, Moses spent many years tending the sheep for his father-in-law, Jethro. And one day while he was alone in the wilderness with his flock, God spoke to him. And he spoke to him unexpectedly from within a burning bush. Look at this right here in Exodus. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." He said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." Moreover, he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now, we all know the rest of the story. When he came back down to the shepherds, he was lit up. His hair even was like whiter than it was. Why? Because he was in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. He had that burning bush experience. Let me just say this. When you have that burning bush experience, when the Holy Ghost is lit up inside you, hallelujah, people will know. People will see, and also people will feel the anointing just by sitting right next to you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I always say. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost, that I may lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, that I may speak a word of wisdom, that I would lead someone to you, oh God, knowing that it's not me, but it's you and you alone. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to be about in the days that we live in. We live in some untoward days. Can I get amen? We live in days that we would have never thought would be, and yet they're here. I was talking to my brother the other day. Matter of fact, we were celebrating my nephew's birthday, and one of the things he shared with me, because there was no one there yet, he said the number one crime, because he works for the DA's office, he said the number one crime is not illegals coming across, it's not drugs coming across. He said the number one crime that's not reported, the news don't even talk about it, is sex trafficking. They sneak girls from all other countries through the border and bring them in, and they're sold for sex. I said, oh my gosh. You know, that's something no one could even just draw that up or sum that up. Or how do you conceive those things unless you are led diabolically? Man, that's the thing of the devil. And he's in the midst of this generation. That's why we need Jesus. How many believe we need Jesus? We need Jesus to come back. We need him to come and rule with a rod of iron. Can I get amen? And drive out this iniquity from the land. Oh, God, help us, Lord. So God then commissioned Moses when he came down from that mountain to be the leader of his people and bring them out of Egypt, the Egyptian slavery. And this is why God filled us with the Holy Ghost. Why? To deliver our friends and family out of bondage. Can I get amen? Amen. That's why he filled us. That's why he saved us. Not just because we can feel good and say, praise the Lord. No, it's for purpose that we would pull them out of the fire. Because at one time, we were all headed to hell in a handbasket. Can I get amen? Oh, can I say that word up here? Well, it's mentioned throughout the whole Bible. It's a real place. Aren't you so blessed we're not going there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He grabbed us by the nape of our neck. Hallelujah. And pulled us out of the fire. Thank you, Jesus. I know I was headed there. My brother knows my BC years. Hallelujah. I'm not proud of it, but I thank God he delivered me from it. Hallelujah. Custodian at Horizon led me to Christ. I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. You, Pastor Fee? Really? I go, yeah, really. Praise God, but that was 30 years ago.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And praise God. You know, hey, I have nothing against programs. You know, there's AAA and there's BBB and then there's 12-step. Hallelujah. I found out quickly you only need one step. Hallelujah. And that one step is to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He will pick you up and then carry you on the rest of the way. Thank you, God. One step. That's all we need. One step to Jesus. Thank you, God. And so God commissioned Moses to be the leader of his people, to bring them out of the Egyptian slavery. The main way God speaks to us today is through his word and by his spirit. But he may also speak to us directly at times. Hallelujah. There's a certain type of encounter with the Lord that we call a burning bush experience. And it's not limited to the patriarchs or to the pastors or just to the elders. It's for every one of us. Can I get amen? A burning bush experience is possible for anyone, and it will probably have the following characteristics. Like number one, it will be unexpected. That's right. I've heard so many stories. People received the Holy Ghost. They were in their living room sitting down. They have given their heart to God. They even probably got water baptized. But they didn't have that burning bush yet. And all of a sudden, bam, Holy Ghost falls. Let me tell you, when the Holy Ghost falls on you, you're never the same again. You're never the same again. Can I get an amen? Man, he does something in you where he just grabs your heart, hallelujah, and he melts it like it's like liquid love that comes upon you. Man, you just got this joy unspeakable, full of glory. The corners of your mouth are pinned to your ears, and people are looking at you saying, what are you on now? I told them I'm on Jesus. Hallelujah. So even if we're praying to hear from God, he usually answers in a way that catches us by surprise sometimes. Aren't you so blessed that he's not like a robot? Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He'll speak to you on his time, not ours. And it will be unique to us. It was unique to me. Hallelujah. You guys all know when Brother Felipe laid hands on me 30 years ago, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, I remember I was at the altar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know, and just hallelujah. You know, they call it tearing for the Holy Ghost. You know, I was up there. And then little did I know, because one of the elders said, Brother Fee, the Holy Ghost is a gift. You don't have to beg God for it. You just open up your heart and receive it. But he asked me some key questions. He said, what do you love in life? I said, I love everything. So I couldn't really answer because, I'm in that hallelujah mode. So he started asking me questions. He goes, do you like going on picnics? Okay. You love your family? I go, yeah, I love my family, of course. He goes, do you love sports? And my eyes lit up. Oh, so what do you love about sports? I go, this order, boxing and football. And by the way, I had just gotten saved, and I had my season tickets for the Chargers. So I would run right out of church and got in there before the first quarter was done. He goes, listen, there's nothing wrong with liking sports. But he goes, ask God to come in and sit on your throne and boot those two things off the throne room of your heart. I said, I never saw it that way because I do love those two things. He goes, move them off the throne of your heart and put Christ there. So I went back in my prayer, I go, oh God, I want you to sit on my heart. And I moved those other things out of the way, and bam, the Holy Ghost came. The burning bush came, hallelujah. Man, I would lie that man for almost 3 hours. I must have called up 50 people, and they were saying, what's this brother on now? It was unique to me. I don't know when you got it. I don't know when you received it. I don't know when God turned your heart. But listen, it wasn't something that was timed, was it? You didn't get a notice saying, on this day at 12:15, I will come upon you and you will be filled with joy. God's personal messages are different for everyone. My brother-in-law, he was on his motorcycle coming home from work. He had just got baptized about 3 days ago during that time. He had to pull over. He took off his helmet and the Holy Ghost fell on him and he was speaking in tongues on the sidewalk, and he had to wait till it kind of like subsided before he would put his helmet back on and go home. And he was never the same. But see, when you get filled with the power of God, check it out, it will challenge us to trust and obey him now. You see, before, in our BC years, man, trust, obey, we did our own thing, didn't we? But now that you got the power of God, you got God's word, now he's saying, will you trust me now? Listen, come on. Many of us, some of us made it through high school. But I know one thing. We lied to our parents. We lied to our teachers. We would lie to cops. Come on. None of us grew up to obey. Oh, I'm sorry, that's just me. You guys all obeyed, huh? But see, when the power of God, when God comes into your life, now he challenges us to do the right thing now and to obey. Can I get amen? Amen. We're called to make a decision to obey or not. And obedience often won't be easy. It won't. I shared this before, and I say it in a kidding way, but, you know, if I go on a diet, which I've been on many, I don't go into a donut shop to get a Diet Coke. Can I get amen? Man, I would want everything that's in that glass window there. You see, what I'm saying is we need to trust God in all things and don't allow the enemy to tempt us. Because the enemy, let me tell you, old Sloot, I call him Slewfoot here. He's a real enemy, isn't he? But Satan's a liar, and he's the father of them. If he lied to Eve in the garden, he's still lying to us today. And so that burning bush will prompt an emotional response. We might be moved in some powerful way, sometimes through tears and relief, and even the fear will go away. Because let me just tell you this. Before we receive the power of God, a lot of us walk in a spirit of fear. But when the Holy Ghost comes, he empowers us that we would walk not in a spirit of fear, because he didn't give us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. And now we know how to defend ourselves from fear. You see, what opposes faith? Fear and unbelief. Those are the two enemies to faith. And we need to be a people of faith. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Also, it will have a powerful and lasting effect once the Spirit of God comes in to live inside, hallelujah, and takes residence. Can I get amen? For me, by the grace of God, it's been 30 years. Hallelujah. And for Brother G, I think you've been walking longer than me. Huh? What was it, about 35 for you? Around there? Because I remember G used to come and witness to me. But after you left, Brother G, that's when I mocked you. Yeah, I didn't mock you in your face. I waited till you left. Because I didn't want the old man to come out of nowhere. That overhand right. Brother G was known for that overhand right. But I laughed and I mocked. But praise God. Hallelujah. When God gets a hold of your heart, he changes you from the inside out. Can I get amen? Amen. God often communicates this way about significant situations in our life. If we're listening, our obedience could have a dramatic impact on us and others by the power of the Holy Ghost when it comes. And so, saints, a burning bush experience might be preceded by, yes, I remember when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, the first person to call me was Carlos. He was my drug dealer from the Dominican Republic. And he used to front me pounds. And when I got saved, I flushed it all down the toilet. And now he's looking for his money. So circumstances sometimes don't work out when you think, oh, I'm saved now. You know what, man? I'm telling you, saints, a crisis came. A crisis came. I got a phone call. Hey, Z, Carlos, you got my money? I go, no, man. I go, I gave my heart to Jesus. I no longer want to do that. Yeah, but you got my money? I owed him about maybe $5,000. And he kept calling. He go, let me go to your church. Let me visit your church. I didn't give him anything. And I went before God. I got on my knees. I said, God, I don't want this life no more, God. God, you have shown me, God, your glory. Oh, God, I don't want to see this person no more, God. I don't want this life no more, God. God, watch over me, protect me. In my heart, it was a crisis. And yet I'm saved, filled with joy, but a crisis came right away. And sometimes God will cause a crisis to come even after salvation. And what are you going to do? Are you going to run and hide? Are you going to handle it yourself? Or are you going to run to Jesus? I got on my knees and I cried out to him. So one of three things had to have happened to Carlos. He either got saved or God took care of him. You know what I mean? Or he got deported. I don't know. But he never called me again. Hallelujah. Jesus. Critical situations is an important occasion to seek God's direction. Sometimes, too, when we have that burning bush, sometimes discomfort will come. We just heard a testimony here. Where's our sister at? Oh, she's Oh, praise God. Okay. Yeah, she's saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. But discomfort came to her. It happens. Even in your saved life. Can I get amen? God may cause us to feel deeply uneasy without apparent reason in order to sometimes, not always, to get our attention. Sometimes he'll allow discomfort to come. Not to say there was any sin, but sometimes he just needs our, he just wants to be close. Do you know he wants to be close to you? And do you know that God does not have any favorites? I hope you know that. Oh, God, you love that one more than me. Nuh-uh. It's not like how we grew up at home. I had 11 brothers and sisters. There was but only a few that were loved more than others. And there was only one that loved me the most, and that was my grandmother. So you know how that works. But God loves us all equally. Can I get amen? Saints, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 promise us God is willing to direct us. How many of you are willing to be led by God? Even in times of discomfort. That's right. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall what? He'll direct your path, saints. So how do we acknowledge God in all our ways? Well, before Moses saw the burning bush, he may not have been praying for a sign from God. Remember, he was just tending the sheep. But prayer is one thing that will keep us close to the Lord and ready to hear from him. Under the new covenant that God has given us, God speaks to us through a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. Man, Jesus loves us and he speaks to us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And so, saints, we carry his spirit within us, and we have access to his guidance if we're willing to listen. If we're willing to listen. So here's some key points. Number one, stay close to Jesus. Stay close to him. Get plugged in a Bible study, a home fellowship, Wednesday night. Get in the Word. Get to know who he is. Learn the attributes of God. Learn his characteristics. Learn the things he loves and the things that he hates. And when you start understanding the mind of God, it'll transform your mind. Can I get amen? My goal is to be more like him. Now, we'll never be perfect down here, but we should strive for perfection. Thank you, God. And so how do we draw to him? James tells us right here, draw near to God, and he will what? Draw near to you. Just make the initiative. Say, God, I want to be close to you, God. You see, saints, our ability to hear God and recognize God's direction will improve if we maintain a close relationship. Just imagine if I woke up every morning and not speak one word to my wife. all day long. And then go to bed, wake up. What kind of relationship is that? No, God wants the same relationship with him, that we would share our heart, that we would be patient and to wait and to listen to him, because God speaks. Can I get amen? He speaks to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And anything that damages this relationship, such as sin or prayerlessness, will hinder communication. If you're never in your closet praying, man, that's a type of sin. Because he wants to be close to you. He wants to direct you. He wants to share his own heart with us. But we got to give him the time. Can I get amen? Secondly, ask. A lot of times we're afraid to ask God certain things. Oh, I got this one, Lord. Oh, I got this. Well, the Bible says to ask. Look at this. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks what? Receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. This is what God wants. He wants you to keep knocking. How many of you know the story of the lady that kept bugging the judge? And this judge didn't even know God, the Bible says. She kept coming every day to his courtroom. Man, then finally he says, enough with this lady. Give her what she wants. And and she got what she wanted. Amen. Sometimes we got to keep knocking. It's not that God's not listening. He listened before you knocked. He knows before you spoke. He knows before the thought came in your mind. He knows all things. But he's looking for you to engage with him. That's what he's looking for. That you would be loving him, worshiping him, praising him. Can I get an amen? God is a good God. How many believe God is a good God? Amen. He is a good God, a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And so God may wait to provide information until we turn to him. This helps us recognize our dependence upon him. Thank you, God. And then the next principle is this. Be patient. How many of you are patient? I can't wait any longer. I got to go. My perfect example is this. We'd rather throw in a bag of popcorn in the microwave because I want it now. I open it up, the steam comes out. Give it 2 minutes, and now you're chewing on a tire. I'd rather do the old school way. A little butter in a pan, throw the corn in, and just wait. Just back, wait. Wait till it starts popping. Wait, and then you'll have popcorn that won't go stale on you in 1 minute. But we're impatient, aren't we? Patience. Look what the Bible says about being patient. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be what? Patient with all. Yeah, I know this one rubs you wrong, but be patient. It's always not going to be like that. Keep loving that person. Keep sowing righteousness to that person. Keep instilling godly principles. Be patient. And watch God do a work. Some of us got kids, man, all they do is bicker amongst each other. I remember my two kids, and some of you have kids. All they do is bicker. Be patient. Keep loving them. Keep showing them. Yeah, you have to implement discipline, but be patient. One day, they'll become worshipers of God. Can I get amen? Oh, yeah. Man, they'll sing louder to Jesus than you one day. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Can I get amen? And we won't always receive an answer right away. We have to be what? Patience. Number four, practice surrender and trust God always. That's one thing that we won't do, is we won't surrender those things to God. Some of us still, every now and then, we walk around kind of prideful. Hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. You remember how we used to do back in the day? We used to mad dog one another. My goodness. Look what Proverbs says. Whoever conceals their sin does not prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. So we should always renounce those things. Well, oh Lord, forgive me, God. Cleanse me, God. Wash me, God. Purify my heart, God. Lord, that I would walk in your ways, that I would have favor from you, God. Yeah, I know there's some folks that get on your last nerve. But you got to learn how to love them. Can I get amen? Learn how to forgive them. Don't render anything bad against them. Because one day God's going to save them too. Can I get amen? Amen? Come on, we were all knuckleheads at one time. Come on. How many times did your friends and family try to get you in church? Some of us used to give them the high salute. Come on. But God is merciful. God might instruct us to do something we don't want to do, but it's always in our best interest to obey God. Can I get amen? Amen. We need to learn how to obey God. Hallelujah. We need to continue to walk in a repentant heart. Look at here. Look what King David says. Look at this. The Lord watches over those who obey him. Listen, Pastor Fee didn't write this down. King David did. So if God's word says, obey him, he watches over them. Look at this. Those who trust in his constant love. Man, check that out. God's not like a man. See, we can love someone this morning and hate that same person tonight. We can bless someone. Bless you, brother. Bless you. And then that same night curse them with our own mouth. But look at this. Those who trust in his constant love. He saves them from death. He keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help. We are glad because of him. We trust in his holy name. May your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in you. You see, when you get a hold of that, man, I'm telling you, you will walk in the glory of God. Hallelujah. The burning bush will continue to burn bright in your bosom. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And did you know that God gave you also your own spirit? It's like your conscience. And sometimes we don't listen to it as well. And so pay attention to your spirit. Pay attention to it. An agitation in our heart that isn't related to sin and won't go away may be God's way of telling us to seek him. Look at this, saints. James 1:9. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be what? Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. So, man, before you fly off the handle, watch that tongue. Before you blast someone, man, be slow to speak and say, okay, God, I don't want to do anything that offends you, Lord. Praise God. Why? Because God says this about our spirit and how when the Holy Ghost comes, then he will direct our spirit. Oh, yes. Look what it says right here in Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. So it is through our own spirit he goes in and he searches every room in our heart. Every area he searches through the human spirit. And then he shows us the things that we need to correct. And he does it in love. He don't do it by a whip. He brings it to us. And then when he brings it to us, all he's saying is this. Okay, give it to me and just obey me. That's it. It's as simple as that. We make it complicated. We say, no, Lord, I love that thing. Oh, God, no. I still want to have a Burger King life. Having it my way. Let God iron out those difficult moments, those difficult situations in your life. Can I get an amen? And how many of you expect an answer from God when you give them up your petitions? Okay, one back there. Praise God. Okay, we got two. How many of you expect God to answer when we petition him? Come on. Amen. Amen. That's right. So expect an answer.
Hallelujah.
Expect an answer. When we pray repeatedly and seem to get no response, we may be either not listening or unwilling to accept the answer God has sent. Did you catch that? Sometimes God is silent on something, and you know it's wrong. And we still move on and go do it. Huh? Look at this. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. Now, here's the key. If you're asking for things in your life, but you're out of the will of God, don't expect an answer. Did you catch that? If you're walking in his will, and that's walking in obedience unto him, man, God will pour out blessings upon your family, your life. He will bless your ministry. He'll bless you on your job. He'll bless you in your home. He'll do all kinds of, why? Because you're walking in his will. So ask yourself this. What could be the things in my life that are not according to your will, Lord? You ask him that. And when we give an altar call, I don't need to know what it is. You just give it to God. And let God say, God, search my heart. See if there's anything that's not like you. And give it to God and let him replace it with joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. Let him remove those things. Ask him, God, give me a heart of obedience unto you. Lord, if I'm living in sin, Lord, reprove my heart. Oh, God, if I'm glorifying you, God, I know that blessings are coming. It works both ways, doesn't it? Thank you, God. And look at this. If you made a mistake in following God's will, ask him for help. He will help you. God doesn't want you to be stuck in an area where it cannot be removed by you. God will come in. He'll assist you. He'll pluck it out. He'll remove it. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you the mind to do the right thing. Can I get an amen? See, taking a wrong turn can happen, but God will often provide us with a way to adjust our course. Thank you, God. And so, saints, why should we seek God's will for the life path decisions we make? Why? 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 Number one reason is because he's God and we're not. So he knows what's best for us, doesn't he? That's right. See, he's sovereign means we should always seek his plan above all others. And another wonderful attribute is this. He's omnipotent. Meaning, he's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. You cannot think God. Your plan doesn't even come close to his plans. His plans are the best plans. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes, it is. For those of you that that are saved, sanctified, filled with God's Spirit, walking in His ways. I bet many of you have testimony after testimony after testimony of what God has done for you. Can I get amen? Amen. Never stop giving Him glory. Never stop testifying who He is. Because others need to hear your testimony. Somebody's going through right now, and someone needs to know that if God blesses me, He can bless you too. Can I get amen? Amen. Thank you, God. And one of the reasons why He does anything for us. What do you suppose He does anything for us? Because He what? That's right. He loves us. He loves us. Like a loving father, God always wants the best for us. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. Can I get amen? My brother knows. Back in August, Lord, are we going to be here anymore? 11 years, so in here. And the miracle happened. A miracle happened. Why? Because He loves us. Amen. He knows that we've been serving Him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. There's no hidden agenda here. We've been praying. All we've been doing was winning souls, baptizing them, watching them get filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no agenda here. He saw that. So He said, you know what? Don't worry. I'm going to come in for the rescue. Because you've been honoring me. You've been loving me. He's seen our mountaintops. He's seen our valley lows. But He saw us pressing day in and day out, coming in on Wednesday, coming in on Sunday, coming in with the studies, the home Bible studies and the home fellowships and the women's studies and the men's study. He sees all that. And guess what? To Him, none of that is in vain. My goodness. He loves us. That's why we're here, because we love Him. Look what it says in 1 John. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, meaning the substitution for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to what? Love one another. Man, I'm telling you, you got an ought with somebody? I hope today you call them up and say, you know what? Forgive me. Forgive me. That thing don't matter no more. I just want to be right before God by being right with you. Can I get amen? Amen. And God, man, I'm telling you, God will bless your life. Why? Because you'll be doing the will of God. And God wants us to be at peace with all men. Hallelujah. And so, it glorifies Him. It glorifies Him. Seeking God's direction, obeying Him, brings Him glory and honor. And guess what? When you're walking in that obedience of God, as we come in for a close, it becomes a witness for others. It becomes a witness for others. You see, the unbelieving world, they're looking at you. They're watching you. They want to know, is this Jesus thing is real? So how many of you could honestly say you invited friends and family members to a church service, to a Bible study, to a women's group, a men's group, you know, a youth group? How many of you can honestly say you've done that? You've done your part, right? Okay, and then some of them say, oh yeah, great, I'll see you there. And then the day comes and they're not there, right? We get that, we understand that. Usually unbelievers are the ones that will not show up. Very rarely a believer will tell you, yeah, I'll be there and not be there, then something's out of order. But with unbelievers, it's more likely to happen, right? So here's the key. If they never come to you, one of your Bible studies or church services, whatever, the only Jesus they're ever going to see is your life. That's the only Jesus they're ever going to see. So will you continue to be like Jesus before them? To love them? To share the love of God with them? To share them truth? And you know what's the hardest thing to share when you're sharing the gospel with an unbeliever? That there's a real hell to shun and a real heaven to gain. But we don't want to mention hell. We don't want to offend them. I'm glad someone preached hell to me. Someone told me the truth. Because it's the truth. Listen, we're there to pull them out of the fire. And you got to bring truth. And it's okay. They may hate you for that moment. But when they get saved, man, they're going to be running and kissing you on the neck. Thank you. Thank you for sharing the love of God with me. Oh, yes. It's incredible to think that God, who created the universe, is willing to speak to us personally. Whatever you're going through, He loves you. He has a plan for your life, and He will show it to you step by step. Can I get an amen? Let's all stand, saints. Brother Desmond, he had to leave, so can you play something really soft? And I believe there's a CD back there called Altar Call. So go ahead and put that in. Saints of God, how many of you can honestly say right now that there's a need in your life right now? Hallelujah. How many of you can honestly say that I may not ever had a burning bush experience, but God, if you have one for me, I want it now. Yeah, bring it down lower, brother. Bring it down lower. There you go. Right there. Listen, if that's you, come on down. Come on, don't be afraid to come to this altar. Some of you right now are praying for a financial blessing. Some of you are praying for a place to even abide in. Some of you are praying that your children will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord. Some of you right now are hurting in your body, and you've been afflicted for a long time now. And the medicine, the doctors have no answers. I'm here to let you know that Jesus is your doctor. Hallelujah. If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons
all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.